We have a special guest joining us on Overtime. I want to welcome in former Razorback, the all-time leader in program history in points, current Washington Redskins kicker, Zach Hawker, joining us this afternoon. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time out as you get ready to go up to training camp. Tell us, when do you leave?
I actually fly out tomorrow morning. I'm headed out to Richmond, Virginia, where we will be partnered up with the New England Patriots this year. So it's going to be an exciting time to be up there, practicing against those guys and actually opening up against those guys for our first preseason game.
Nice, man. Congrats on everything and wish you continued success. Can tell us and the listeners a little bit about your last game at Fayetteville or for the Razorbacks. From that point, what's the process, you know, finding an agent, kicking for teams, workouts, and getting to this point? Has it been a blur? You know, take us a little bit through that process.
Well, you know, they always say your rookie season is definitely the longest season of your NFL career, just because you go straight from, playing, training the summer before your senior season starts, playing a whole entire season. If you make it to a bowl game, you play that, and you play any all-star bowl games. I competed in the East-West Shrine game this year.
Nice.
And then you go straight from that to competing or training for the combine, and then going straight from the combine to do an individual private workouts with teams all the way leading up until the draft. So it's been a long process since last summer, but very, very encouraging and excited to try to hopefully start an NFL career.
Okay, what was different, I guess, about the combine workout to some individual workouts with teams, and then so you're with the Redskins. What happened as far as did they work you out at the combine, or did you have an individual workout with them? And kind of what's the difference? Combine, there's a lot of kickers around, and then your individual workout. What goes into both of those?
Well, the combine, right when you show up, it's a lot of interviews, a lot of personality, clicking with teams, a lot of medical work. They check every nick on your body and make sure you're going to be primed and ready to go as soon as you report to a team. And then, of course, you end up kicking, but it's more so a competition, I would say, for a lot of other positions. It's, you just kind of go through drill work, show agility, speed, that kind of stuff. Kicking, there's only four or five guys that you're kicking against, and it's actually, a competition as far as punting, kicking, and field goals go. So from that standpoint, everything went pretty well. It was a great experience getting to kick against the best guys in the country one-on-one, and being coached by seven different NFL scouts and coaches. And then from that process, going to the individual workouts, I never got worked out by the Redskins, never even talked to them until draft day. And so that was a really, really, when you're sitting there on the couch with your family watching the TV, you have no idea where you could land. If you would have asked me my top 30 teams where I could land, the Redskins would have been in the bottom two, because you research a little bit and you kind of see what teams need kickers, and you go from the teams calling you, and the Redskins is one of the very few teams that I hardly ever talk to. And so getting that phone call was definitely exciting, and it was a great experience, but it was one of those times that you stay on the edge of your toes and ready to go anywhere. And so DC was I guess my calling, and hopefully I can make the team this upcoming season.
Zach, you were a kicker drafted, and in this day and age, you don't see a lot of kickers being drafted unless they can kick it 70 yards, basically. I mean, the last kicker we saw really taken high was Sebastian Janikowski, when you come to think of it.
Cincinnati took, or
who's
the
that?
Saint, or the Jets, took Nugent, maybe, from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, Mike Nugent.
Second
yeah, yeah.
round or something, yeah.
But,
you don't see a lot of them drafted.
There's a few exceptions, but being drafted as a kicker, and like you said, to a team that you really didn't expect it, what was your conversations with them? What did they tell you about their plans for you? Because obviously being drafted, they clearly have a plan and want you to come in and compete right away.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right off the bat, for one thing, it was a sign of relief just getting the phone call and being locked in somewhere, having that security. You know, you go from training the whole entire off season to finally knowing where you're going to be. And so you have those last final days before you report up there, you know, say about the family and that kind of stuff. But once I got up there was when they really kind of cracked down on me and kind of gave me the guidelines as far as the competition. They have a veteran up there right now in Kai Forbath, who had an incredible field goal season last year. Just struggled a little bit on kickoffs, I believe, and so I think that they're going to bring me in to compete for that job. But so far, I've been competing at both of those at all of the kicking games since I've been up there. So everything's going well. I'm competing well at field goals and on kickoffs, and you know, that's really all I know right now. You know, it's all a big business, and when it comes down to it, they're going to make the final call, and just hoping that I'll be on the field come game one.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely wishing you luck. All right, want to ask you a little bit about Coach Bielema and the Razorbacks, and you know, how was it first year with Coach Bielema last year, and then if for some of the fans and listeners, maybe some guys that didn't play a lot or some guys that redshirt, who do you see maybe stepping up and having a better year this year under Coach Bielema?
Well, you know, last year, I mean, what the fans need to realize that it's a huge rebuilding process. And if you look back, there hasn't been a coach come in and just straight off the bat, you know, we're going to the Sugar Bowl, or we're, you know, going straight to a bowl game, or, you know, a BCS game or Cotton Bowl, that kind of stuff. It's all a rebuilding process, and it's tough for a coach to come in and take another coach's recruits and build his scheme around that. And so for the fans, just, you know, don't give up hope on Coach Bielema. He's an incredible guy, an incredible coach, and you know, I was in Fayetteville this past week, and I was in there for several of the guys' workouts, and I will say that they have definitely bumped up the standard quite a bit since I've been there, as far as the workout schedule, academics, on the field workouts. You know, it's definitely high and tight up there. I don't think that he took you know, that 3-win season last year very well, and so they're doing everything that they can up there on the hill to get ready for this next season. I'm super excited to watch them. As far as redshirt guys go, you know, you got Trey Flowers coming back, who is an incredible leader last year, and you know, you don't expect anything but big things from him this year. But as far as redshirt guys, there's a lot of open competition. You know, there's a lot of freshmen that came in this year that are going to be pushing for jobs. But regardless, at the end of the day, Coach B is going to play the best guy and give us the best chance to win.
Hey, Zach, you're about to go into training camp, and Matt has already told us, and you'll probably hear from a few veterans.
Take some snacks. Make sure you have some snacks.
I want Matt Jones to take a moment and put on the big brother hat. What advice do you have for Zach, Matt, as he makes his way into his first NFL training camp?
Get some sleep. Anytime you get a chance, get some sleep. And I know kickers, it's a little different. But the one thing, and you'll know this, but take care of your body, where go in and get that extra treatment on your leg. Go in and sit in the ice bath. You know, do all that stuff as far as your stretching. And because some days you'll feel good and you're like, okay, I'm going to skip out on this. Don't ever do that. Take that extra fit, because sometimes it might only be 15 minutes, but always do that extra maintenance to your body to keep, because that's the ticket, as you said, competition, and take care of your body.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that, and I will definitely keep that in mind going into training camp, and, you know, hopefully I can stay healthy enough. And
How are you? Well, you healthy right now?
Yes, sir.
Good,
yes, sir. I'm healthy, ready to go, just like Matt was saying. You know, you kind of live and learn from all the veterans on the team, and watching those guys, just like you said, it might be a walkthrough, you know, no stress on your body at all, but those guys are in the cold tub getting stem on their hamstrings, or, you know, anything that they can do, because they understand that it's a business, and as long as they're healthy, they're going to get paid. So
what do they say? You can't make the club in the tub, you know.
Exactly.
You got to be healthy.
Zach,
exactly. Exactly.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you taking some time to stop by and join us on the show today. We know you're leaving tomorrow for training camp. It's going to be the most fun you'll never want to ever have again,
and,
I'm sure.
And after you make the team and become a big superstar, don't forget about us. Come join us on the show again.
Absolutely. We will do it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Good luck, Zach.
Zach, was there something you wanted to plug before you got out of here?
What's that now?
Was there something you wanted to mention before you got out of here? A website that you've been doing some interviews for? Was there something you wanted to plug?
Not that I can think of. The only thing that I've been doing is just stuff through the Redskins website, and you can find any audio or media interviews on their website. But as far as that goes, that's really about all I'm doing up there.
Okay, good
nice,
deal.
Nice.
We'll be looking for it.
Yeah, congrats, man, and good luck.
All right, guys, I appreciate it.